The Otis Nichols Letter of April 20, 1846. On April 6, 1846, in Portland, Maine, James White and H.S. Gurney published Ellen's first vision on a large single sheet, known as a broadside. On April 20, Otis Nichols hastened a copy off to William Miller. He accompanied it with a letter introducing Ellen's experience and setting forth arguments for its favorable reception. After reviewing briefly the distressing experience through which the Adventists had passed since October 22, 1844, he stated, "Within is a part, what is set forth in the broadside and later in books as Ellen White's first vision can be read in a few minutes. It took her 2 hours to relate all that was shown to her to the believers in Poland. It seems clear that what we have today was, as Nichols wrote, but a part or possibly a condensation of the high points of the full account, of the vision of E. G. H. of Portland. I fully believe them to be from heaven. The manner and circumstances attending is unlike anything I have seen or read of since the days of the apostles. I would ask you to lay aside prejudice and suspend judgment until you have read and compared them with the scripture and present truth." The first vision of E. G. H. was in the fall of 1844, which never, at the time, was published to the world. It was a view of the travels of the Advent Company from the seventh month, 1844, and so far as fulfilled they have had as perfect a fulfillment as could possibly be, especially in most Advent bands, and individuals wherever we are acquainted. Her calling was most remarkable, only 17 years of age, sick with dropsical consumption and confined to the house for most of the time for 5 years, and been given over by physicians to die. In this state God called her and told her to go out and tell the flock what he had revealed to her, that she should have grace and strength of God as she needed, that an angel should accompany her all the time and sometimes too in time of need, that no wicked power on earth should have dominion over her if she would obey the Lord.